Hello, and welcome to Deal with the Devils. We are an iShield 21 reread, read-through, all-around celebration of Richiro Inigaki and Yusuke Murata's timeless Shonen Jump manga about American football and the kids who learn to love it along the way. I'm your host, Derek. You can find me at Great Big Sword. You can find me on a bevy of podcast ventures, places. With me, as always, is James. Say hi, James.
Hello.
Wow! Why was your voice so damn deep? What the? I was drinking a bush apple, and I couldn't like adequately respond. I was like, "Oh, what the hell?"
I put like my mouth like right on the mic for that.
And where can people find you?
You can find me on the internet on Twitter at that one welder guy. I totally remember how to do this.
Me too. I definitely remember because it's definitely been not like 2 months since we recorded last. To everyone who listens and to the couple of you that do like, Anchor, like basically like Patreon, like stuff, not Patreon, it's just money. Thank you. Sorry. It's just been busy and shit. We're going to get back on the grind soon.
Yes. Please don't break our thumbs.
Yeah. Don't cut off all my thumbs, all that other shit. We have some other people lined up. We just have to kind of make it work. And even if we don't, we'll just do it. We'll do it live.
Yeah, we're still working on getting Barack Obama on. That's still
in the works, one day. I promise. One day. Me and old B man are, you know, we're tight. We used to hoop together back in the day. Me, him, Bernie. We'd also be shooting J's.
I don't know why I can imagine Bernie just blocking you.
He's got a good jump shot, but I don't know if he doesn't have much hops. He's old as fuck now.
Still shooting them threes like it's nothing, though.
He is a sniper still. This is true. This is very true. Anyway, no more Bernie Sanders impersonation. To help us read Volume 13 of iShield 21, which we will be reading today, titled Who is the Real iShield, is none other than Marion. Marion, where can the good people find you?
I'm known as Microwavy, the E before the B, on Twitter. I co-host a bunch of other stuff. I'm on a bunch of podcasts. I've been with Derek for a long time. We have our Good Friends cast.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm also, I've been with James on a MHA pod and the Dr. Stone pod, Kicking Stones. I'm out there sometimes.
You're one of us.
Yeah.
Fucking one of us. One of us. So we typically ask guests when they come on a couple quick questions. The first one, which you just answered, which is who are you? So thank you for answering that.
You're welcome.
Secondly, what kind of a history at all, if you have at all, do you have with iShield 21?
So I read the series in its entirety, I think, in high school. I think sophomore or junior year of high school. It was just like, that was like around the time where I started reading manga a lot more, like voraciously, like everything, just throw them at me. Sports manga in general, like I got really into it after Slam Dunk. And I was like, wait, hold on. Shonen Jump has more. And I remember there being a American football manga. And I'm like, how the hell would American football be tackled by like a Japanese person? So I'm like, yeah, it got my interest. So I read it and the art was amazing and I love the characters. And like, I think I binged the whole thing in like 3 months maybe. It was like, how long was it? It was like 333 chapters or something.
Yeah, like right on the dot, I think.
Yeah. So I read it and I was able to talk about it with a bunch of other people that I took, I was in Japanese, like learning the language. And there were, you know, like people who take that kind of class are all like either weebs or like they take it for a reason. Like they want to read shit raw. So I talked to a couple friends about it and yeah, the rest is history.
Hell yeah. Do you have like a specific favorite character or like a favorite arc that comes to mind? I know you haven't read this shit in
forever. Forgot basically everything, but I do remember. My favorite character is probably easy answer, Hiruma. Yeah, just because he's just the driving force, the force of chaos that like everything bends to his will, except for the manager girl. I forgot her name.
Yeah, impossible force, immovable object.
Right,
they're so good.
Besides that, arc or like match, I don't remember his name. It might be Aegon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like I think that one was like one of my favorite. Like that was when I realized how hooked I was. I like anything involving him and the other guy who's like the knight with like the spear.
Oh, Shin.
Shin, yeah. Anything involving those two, I really like because those are really great like rival figures.
Oh, definitely. They're so good, mm-hmm. Especially. I mean, Shin follows the story from, like, the very beginning all the way, like, pretty much the end.
Yeah.
So it's just great to watch, like, the two teams get stronger and stronger and, I don't know, just, like, finally collide.
Yeah.
It's good shit.
It's, yeah, it really gets the blood boiling.
Do you remember literally anything from this arc that we're going to be reading?
Just the fact that, like... Yeah, the whole namesake of, that Senna took up, the actual moniker or whatever, like, it was actually based on a real, in-universe, it was based on, like a real Japanese person that went to America. I remember that, and that, like, the guy on the other team was like, you're not the real one, I'm gonna whoop you, because you're lying, and, like, I thought that was just, it was funny for, like...
Your ass is lying.
Yeah,
that was a good summary of it too.
That's honestly, yeah, that pretty much is our. I don't even know if we get to that yet. Like, I think that comes up in the next couple chapters, but that pretty much is the summary of this whole arc. Is you're not the real one, and it's like, yeah, but what if I was?
But what if?
But what if actually I was?
But how about maybe?
I'm actually like looking ahead to be like, where do is that? Okay, yeah.
So. Correct me, or not correct me, like, enlighten me on the timeline, because is this after or before? I think it's before. They go to America, right?
This is after.
It's after? Okay, so
the this America is arc takes place, like, in volumes 8 and 9? No, 9 and 10.
All right, because the America arc was also the training arc, where he did the whole kicking the pebble, following the truck or whatever. I'm like... Senna, he went to America. He trained there. He's basically Aishield 21.
He's basically the guy now. So
yeah,
it's okay.
Who knows if the other guy's like dead or some shit?
Real Aishield 21 dead in Miami.
Okay, thanks. Let me.
He's chopped liver.
I'm jotting that down. In fact, while I jot that down, we will go to a quick ad break and then hop back in with our first chapter of the volume. Oh, yeah. Crack another bush apple, because it's the summertime. Sorry, everyone, if you had to hear that. I don't know if that's going to get put in or not. Anyway, start opening up our volume, which is volume 13. Who is the real Aishield 21? And goddamn, if I named every character I see on this spread, it would be one too many. Basically, the first two-page spreads are a Where's Waldo? Who the fuck is Whale Waldo? Where's Waldo style, little drawing?
I thought you knew. That's the guy who he in a purchase for every actual character in the mobile game.
Jesus Christ. God damn, I just got that.
You have to... I was going to say, you have to watch the stage play to...
God damn it, the stage play. Chill. Anyway. A Where's Waldo styled spread called... Where's Komusubi? So
I already found him without even, like, trying.
Wait, where's Komusubi?
You see the grocery store? He's, like, right on the left-hand corner of that grocery store.
Oh, fuck, there he is!
I wasn't even trying, and I just saw him. I was like...
Where's my guy? Our guy. Our guy.
Our guy. The Where's
Komusubi champion.
Oh, my God. That's so good.
Who's our guy in Aishield?
It's the three Ha brothers put together like a Cerberus with like three heads.
So fucking.
That's our guy.
Oh my god. That's like, I don't know if you know the Loane brothers in Granblue. Same fucking guys.
I think I've seen, are they in the fighting game?
Yeah, they are.
Isn't their character the three of them together? Yeah, that fucking rules. God.
Literally, they act like a fucking Cerberus, just like...
That's so fucking good. That's
dangerous. You get, like, one whole brain cell if you do that with the Hot Brothers.
One entire brain cell.
That's my favorite trope.
Anyway, on the bulletin board at the bottom, it's basically trying to, like, give you the story so far, which actually is a good refresher, given the fact that we haven't read any of this in, like, 2 months.
You should let me read it, because I don't know shit.
Yeah, go for it.
I'm actually going to be, to our audience, I'm actually going to be reading this blind. But here's the bulletin board story so far. Shai Senna Kobayakawa decides to reinvent himself during his first year at Daemon High by becoming the manager of the school football team. But when Senna's exceptional running ability comes to light, team captain Hiruma pressures him into playing under a secret identity, Aishu 21. Senna's desire for victory has grown through competing with the Ojo White Knights, the Taiyo Sphinx, and the NASA aliens, and meeting talented rivals like Shannon Panther. The goal now is to make it to the Christmas Bowl. With this lofty ambition before them, the Devil Bats complete their so-called death march in America and move on to the fall tournament, taking on the Amino Cyborgs. Senna and friends show the fruits of their training and win admirably over Amino, dispelling rumors that their opponent has the edge. On a winning streak, the Devil Bats beat the Yuhi Guts in the second round. Then the perennial powerhouse, the Hashiratani Deer, lose to the Kyoshin Poseidons, and the tournament begins to get interesting. 6-6 Amifudo City.
Yeah, that's basically it. That's the whole series so far. You don't have to listen to 19 more episodes before this if you want to catch up. I'm actually, on God, I'm going to, like, make sure to isolate that clip onto, like, Twitter and just be like, hi, listen to this 2-minute video if you haven't listened to our, I'd calculate the numbers, but I mean, what? What, 19 episodes averaging?
2 hours.
Two hours each. Yeah. So, like, fucking 40 hours worth of content. Just,
but they're missing out on the memes, so
they are missing out on all the memes.
They don't get why Panther is the shit.
Yeah, they really don't. Fucking love Panther. God, what a good arc.
And fuck his coach.
Fuck Coach Apollo. That was all my homies hate Coach Apollo. Oh, I'm just not good enough. Yeah, you aren't. Fucking rest in peace, Bozo.
You're gonna swirly that motherfucker.
I swear, we're gonna find a way to integrate Rest in Peace Bozo into this, like, four chapters, and that's going to end up being our chapter art. It's going to be so good.
I want to see a drawing of Hiruma with the big old cigar.
He's doing the when James Worthy, like, does a little, like, crouch at the end. Oh my god. Anyway, chapter 107. Who is the real Eyeshield 21? We get some narration from what's our guy? The guy from the Deers. Shit. I know he's on this page somewhere. He's an important key character. Maybe he's not. Well, goddamn. Onihei.
It's Onihei, yeah.
He's narrating as he's running. I was never blessed with a football player's physique, but I've sent linemen twice my size flying, relying on technique alone. So don't mess with me, you snot-nosed punks, or you'll feel the brunt of 10 years of Onihei's blood and sweat. And he's, you know, been visualized as, like, I'm just a little guy, but at least I can beat the big guys because I'm strong. Yeah, no, you turn the page and Mizu, I can't remember his whole name, but big blonde-haired guy. Mizumachi, yeah, thank you, is ready to just, like, obliterate him. He's just a little guy. You would never hurt him on his birthday.
You wouldn't tackle me on my birthday.
But this guy, I would tackle on my birthday. On his birthday. On any birthday. As Mizumachi just, like, slams him to the ground after obliterating the line. Onihei says, damn it. It's our last chance. We can't lose now. Not to these fools. Why is this? Damn it! As he starts tearing up and he's very sad. And he gets thrown to the ground and Mizumachi almost, like, doesn't even notice. He's so locked in on getting to the quarterback. He's got, like, almost like a blank stare to his face. Before we get back to that, we get our chapter color spread. Except it's not color spread, it's just a one-page spread. Right? God, it's not even color. I'm rusty. Anyway, I've drank 1.5 bush apples. We're here. Chapter 107, who is the real Eyeshield 21?
I was going to say Eyeshield 21, sponsored by bush apples.
Honestly, at this point, yes. We get what was, like, one of the 10 top 10 like most used iShield 21 phone backgrounds from 2009, which is just Senna crouched down with the football in his hand.
Oh my god.
Taking a knee.
It's good.
Gear Second fans are seething.
Fucking Colin Kaepernick haters are seething right now. He went and took that damn knee. They're all screaming. They're saying, I'm not going to watch the NFL anymore. But then they still do.
I'm going to chunk my 55-inch TV in the trash.
I'm going to burn all of my fucking 49ers jerseys. But then, like, a season later, be like, yeah, but we're going all the way, though. So I'm going to buy a new. It's like, you stupid motherfuckers.
Sports, everyone.
Sports, everyone. Sanada, our narrator, remember him? He's screaming at all times. Screams, incredible! Led by the legendary Onihai, the favored Hashiratani deer are out after the first match, and we get our scoreboard of the deer 14, Poseidon's 31. Poor Kurita is... Kurita is coping and seething, currently. He's just like, no, not Onihai, no! As he's, like, breaking the barrier in front of them. I thought Komasubi was eating it. I thought he was biting it.
He's got not. His nose.
That would be a character.
He's got his, yeah, he's got his little nose on it. It's great. The crew from Ojo is, you know, talking about the match. I never thought Kyoshin Poseidons are a total dark horse. There was definitely a pause in between that. They didn't think that, but, you know. They're stunned. Everyone's stunned. Mizumachi is not stunned because he's just screaming at Onihai saying, you're too old. Your time is over. Tall and slender is the wave of the future.
Hey, yo. Those two panels.
No, it's all the fucking Zoomers. It's the Zoomers yelling at us about our skinny jeans. Fuck. Onihai is like, no, my Wrangler 511s, they're still good.
If it ain't boxy, it ain't foxy.
Jesus Christ. His teammate, whose name I can't remember currently, I'm sure I'll be reminded in a couple panels, screams, hey. Fucking Mizumachi is still yelling at him. He's like, know what I'm saying? Even your name is, like, ancient.
It just reminds me of that Malcolm in the Middle's, like, your time is, or what is it?
The future's
the future.
Oh, my man. God. That might be it.
They really told him his name is Eustace.
The future is now, old man. Eustace. Jesus Christ. Anyway, he's just like, did I do something wrong? Did I do that? And his whole team's just, like, pissed off at him. Meanwhile, Raimon says, is that it for the great Onihai? Senna, they're all just shocked, basically. How could this be? Senna thinks to himself, that's right. This is a tournament. If you lose, you're out. As we go on to round two, other games results. Which is just a great way of being like, here's all the other shit that happened.
That's a good panel with the chameleon guy.
That's an incredibly good panel. Our favorite Ryu chameleon boy is just like getting everyone with one tackle.
I didn't realize Mito Tsuji was in this manga.
Oh my god. I think we referenced that in like episode 4 when he showed up.
Good.
Who was on? It was I think Colton was on for that one too. So it was just like this nasty chameleon man. We see the Zokugaku Chameleons have beaten the Sufuku Super Eagles 27-3. And, God, I don't know what their mascot is doing to that eagle, but I wish hey, settle down. Settle down.
So, honestly, I can't believe they lost because they had Guile on their team, so...
Jesus Christ.
Got the Guile haircut.
We go over to the Butterflies versus the Spiders, which is 6-0. Kotaro is screaming, damn! As their other cool fucking manager, all the cool managers in the series. Oh no, Kotaro, there's only 40 seconds left. Says, we can't lose now. We gotta get back at those jerks. And, they score a touchdown over on the Bando Spiders. As we see that, Kotaro's like, whoa, that was cool. And, his place kicker's like, Kotaro, if you make this kick, we win. And what do you think? What do you think? The best kicker in this whole goddamn series, not named,
But,
no, he's the best kicker. Fuck old man. Fuck old man Jenkins.
Would this be illusion or would this be foreshadowing?
I think it's
probably illusion.
I don't know what either of those words mean. I'm kidding. I know what they mean.
It's like, anyway, I took English in college like 12 years ago. Don't remember.
I'm about to take it like in 3 weeks. So neat. Senna is like ready to climb down from the rafters when Monta pulls him back and says, "Then I was like, it's a comeback victory for Bando." And Monta's like, "Kotaro did it." Meanwhile, the creepy nurse lady from the hospital is just like doing curses. She's like nailing a straw doll. She's going full Nobara JJK on their ass.
I was gonna say that.
She's saying, "Oh, depraved enemy, thou who seeketh to harm the Noria cult, the team of my son. Oh, Jondai giants, may thou burneth in the fiery pits of hell for all eternity." So she's not happy with those two teams. As a, oh my god, how tall are these chicks? They're ginormous. They're giants. They're cheerleaders for the giants. They're giant. They're screaming, "Go giants! Crush them with your size! Go giants!"
Hey yo,
hey yo. And the guys on the team are like, "The girls should be out there because they're so large." Anyway, someone trips up on the field, and I guess they got a touchdown for the other team because they're just like looking all smug, and the nurse is like, "It worked! My curse worked!" And there's a guy on the stands just like, "It was a fluke."
She's choking the guy on the stands.
Yeah, oh yeah, she's choking him. She's like up in the stands. She's got like Popeye arms. What the hell's going on?
Oh my god.
It's good as fuck. Anyway, the occults beat the Giants 6-0.
They have a cool team logo. I like it.
They do. It's so good.
I like the fact Noroi means just curse. So it's like the cursed occults. Like
true. That's so good. We get a shot of the game between the priests and the scorpions. One of the guys on the priest is screaming, "How come Dokubari, that's his name, always knows our plays?" And there's a real sly-looking motherfucker who is just kind of like sneaking away with the ball. They are winning. It's 13-0. And we get a little bit of narration that says that Damon's next opponent will be the Dokubari Scorpions, which is the team that won. The action-packed Tokyo tournament is down to the Sweet 16 as we get basically our first round of, what would that make that, 32? Games are complete. News reporter says, "So all of today's games are over. Oneha's shocking early exit, however, has left the crowd upset." And we see the crowd in question is Kurita, who is just still dejected, laying across this gate.
He's, like, deflated.
Yeah.
He looks so sad. Doboroku's talking to Hirama. Says, "Hirama, did you know about the Poseidon's secret weapon?" Hirama says, "A little, but those guys never play in the regular season, so we don't know much about them. I'm amazed they could take down Hashiratani like that." Hirama yells back at Mamori and says, "Hey, damn manager, today's video is important. Get me numbers, play choice by down and remaining yards. Make edited tapes for each player, covering different situations. Offense, defense, try for points and blocks. Kickoffs, onside kicks, returns, punts, punt returns, tight punts, everything." And Mamori's like developing more arms as she goes faster and faster. She's like, "Yes, sir." She's like, got a printing press going. She's got like notes going over on one side. Mm-hmm. She's doing it all. Senna says, "Sheesh." He damn this manager bussing. Sheesh. Terrible. Monta says, "Senna, you'd never have made it as a manager." It's true. Senna can't sheesh like that.
He is the one sheeshing.
He couldn't create a sheesh like that. Gotcha. It's impossible. Jumanji is laying on the bench. Like he's like leaning on the what you call it, the guardrail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. But Yoshin's line is huge. As a third Ha brother, Togano. Like I said, maybe once we start doing these episodes again in better pacing, I'll remember players' names again. I just can't. Anyway, Togano says, "Going up against them would be a pain in the butt." Taki is doing his signature leg kick that he's supposed to do for one time a chapter. And he says, not for me. He probably said his signature, ahaha, on top of that, if this was the anime, which loved to throw that around like candy. Kuroki says, to me, he's the pain in the butt. And they're just a regular-ass peanut gallery. We love it. Komatsubi is staring down Mizumachi as he thinks back to when he took down Onihei. The size difference stopped even Onihei cold. And we see a little graph where we have Mizumachi and Onihei, and there's just like a sizable size difference. And then the same graph, and you throw Komatsubi in there, and the distance is just ginormous. And he is shocked. Little tiny Komatsubi is just taken aback by how big Mizumachi is. And he's nervous. He's incredibly nervous. It seems like there's some reporters out in the stands and next to the Devil Bats who want some form of a comment. Even to go so far as pushing a microphone into the now not so much looking like deflated, but like just looking like shriveled up and like 20 years older. Kurita.
Oh my god.
He looks like the meme where it's like me 29 and it's like a spry young gentleman and it's like me 30 and it's like an old guy.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck. That shit hits too hard. They said, we like your comments on the promising Kyoshin Poseidons. I'm trying to figure out the... I guess this would be the next panel, huh? Shit.
Yeah.
I hate when... It's good for style, but I hate when these panels aren't, like, super...
Readable?
Readable, yeah. Anyway, the porter's like, but, huh, where's the man behind the eye shield? Because she's keyed into the fact that he's not there on the sideline. She's looking around, says, according to cheerleader Susanna, he's as handsome and square-jawed as a Hollywood movie star. And Senna's, like, cupping his head with a hand, and he's like, you said too much! My cover's blown! They're gonna know it's me, because I'm so jacked and big and strong.
Tom Cruise-looking ass or something.
They think that I'm Tom Cruise. But he's Senna Kobayakawa with the tool. Anyway.
Oh my god.
He says, Well, Eye Shield already left to use the toilet as Monte gives a big ass thumbs up. Which I'm sure everyone's not happy that they're like, oh, our star player, he's known for shitting now. Cool, thanks.
Taking a big ass dump.
Making big dumps. She says, okay, I'll just wait until he comes back. And now Senna and Susan are like, you said too much, too. As they're pushing Monta away.
It almost looks like Susan is biting like Monta's arm. Even though she's just smiling.
Oh my god, yeah.
It's like weirdly positioned.
It's so good. Senna, doing his best Kathy, says, Ack, now I have to change again. He's got his helmet, his pads on, he's just doing everything in the bush pretty much. As it seems like Mizumachi has taken notice of this. Their coach or their advisor for the team says, Mizumachi, wear your clothes. You guys should at least change out of sight. And everyone on the team is like all getting half dressed and they're like, yeah, whatever. They all shuffle towards the bush that Senna was getting changed at. Senna hops out like a little bunny rabbit and says, done. And he instantly bumps into someone who just happens to be Mizumachi. Senna's on the ground and Mizumachi is just like towering over him. He says, are you Eye Shield 21? He says, yes, hiya. He's thinking to himself, he's huge, but why is he only in boxers? Dude, he's clearly in swim trunks, or maybe not. No, he's just in boxers. He just wears some big-ass boxer briefs. He starts shaking Senna's hand, says, yo, dude, like, wow, what luck. Hope we meet in the championship. Glad we met. And oh the other God. His other two teammates are like, the brackets aren't even set that way, damn it. Mizumachi is like waving his arms up in the air. He says, hey, Kaiki, I just bumped into Eye Shield. That's the guy, right? The exchange student you met in America? And overcomes the most 2007, 2008 guy liner ass, pointy hair, fucking Final Fantasy reject you'll ever see. He's also fucking awesome, so I shouldn't say that about him.
He's Kaiki Jock goes. L. What are you talking about?
He is Jock L. This is true. He also speaks in riddles. Senna's thinking to himself, like, American? Exchange student? Mizumachi's like, yeah, weren't you, like, an awesome exchange student at Notre Dame? And he says, oh, you meant that. Speaking of Notre Dame, James is now, like, the closest any of us have probably been to Notre Dame.
Oh, yeah, I'm, like, an hour away, I think.
That's so good. Take a picture if you ever get a chance.
Oh, yeah, I'm planning on making, like, a little... I want to make, like, a little Ice Shield 21 reel or something when I get there.
That's fucking good.
Ooh, looking for
that's
an Ice Shield 21 jersey and everything.
Anyway, it looks like one of the reporters is like, hey, look, we've got a two-shot of Ice Shield in the Poseidons. What the fuck is a two-shot?
I have no idea.
Kaiki says, when I was in junior high, I was an exchange student in America. That was 2 years ago. I saw with my own eyes the brilliant Japanese athlete at Notre Dame's junior high feeder school. The real Ice Shield 21. As we get a shot of just this long, super big person. Definitely doesn't look like Senna. Yeah. Just on like the most packed field you'll ever see. And Kaiki says, I'll never forget him. He wasn't short like you. Senna thinks to himself, did he say the real Ice Shield 21? And we go back to, like, the flashbacks of the beginning, where Hiruma's like, your code name is Ice Shield 21. And he thinks, he's like, it's not just a name that Hiruma made up off the top of his head? It's like, no, that would be too convenient. And, of course, we get an awesome two-page spread. Kaiki saying, you're not Ice Shield 21. So who the hell are you? And the reporters are closing in. And Mamori is hard at work with Tsuzuna next to her. And Senna is just shocked. He has finally been found out.
Dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. We have what seems to be... No, I think we got a couple of these at the beginning, at the end of last volume. The
yes.
High school selections. So this gives us a little bit of a up-close and personal look at Nori High School. Noroi,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
Yes. God. Anyway, student body of 481, special campus facilities of a magic circle. Major career options after graduation. University, employment, or shamanism. The school's special hoodoo. Is that like a different kind of voodoo? What the hell's hoodoo?
I think it is like another kind of voodoo or something.
Oh, that's cool. The school's special hoodoo curriculum accounts for half of all classes. Of course, this puts a strain on the other subjects, but as the students like to say, hex your teacher and you can get any grades you want. The uniforms are like the girls dress like very like Lolita like dress, and the guys just look like
Gonagai.
Yeah, or like Gonagai characters from like
that's what I was the trying. 80s. Yeah.
I think it's the hair that does it
for me. Oh yeah, the hair.
Yeah.
The hair goes hard. We have a graduate testimonial from Head Nurse Oka. She says, know how I rose to be head nurse so quickly? I bet you thought I put a curse on the hospital director. Well, you're wrong. I put a curse on myself. One that would kill me if I didn't move up. That's the kind of spirit I learned at this school.
Oh my gosh.
Cool. Very cool and normal.
I do that to be like...
Now
you should curse yourself now. Right.
I'm gonna do that. I die immediately. So
low tier shaman.
Yeah, low tier shaman.
Jesus low-tier Christ.
Oh my god!
All right, James, if you want to hop into chapter 108,
yes, chapter 108, titled "The Real Body," and we see Senna here, and he says, "Ice Shield 21 was a real person at American school." Well, didn't you hear the story? He's from Notre Dame. Come on, you weren't paying attention, Senna?
Come on, he's from the famous college that I definitely remember is where... I always have to get, like, constantly remembered is from South Bend. There's so many people from, like, the Northeast, like, Long Island, that, like, they don't watch college football, but they love Notre Dame. So, yeah. As a kid, I never realized that it was, like, in fucking Indiana, of all places. I was like, what is this bullshit?
Like, the middle of nowhere, Indiana, too.
God, honestly.
Oh man, but says whatever that other guy's name was, not Mizumachi, the Ice Shield 21 defender. He's like, of course, this was back in junior high. He was called Ice Shield 21. He was a Japanese exchange student who was a superb runner. And I'm turning the page like a normal person. There we go.
The iShield 21 respecter has logged in.
Oh my god. But we continue on as we get like the this guy's vision of iShield 21, what he looked like, and it's his top class speed, technique, balance, and most of all, he couldn't be stopped. With his heightened power, he never lost to the American guys. As we see Senna remembering himself getting pushed by, I want to say that's Odawara. And Mizu Watch is like, iShield's tall. Then, are you a fake? And it's like, that's, I mean, I didn't know that, huh? And Hirama just grabs Senna. He's like, he shrank, right, iShield 21? Because that's a total normal thing that happens, you know?
He's just a normal high school student who shrinks at the age of, like, 16.
Yeah. And Hirama was like, happens all the time, doesn't it? One morning you wake up and you realize you've shrunk by a foot. And he's like, just like, no way, man. Didn't happen. Not once. And other guy's name, I forget the other dude's name. He's like, enough, Mizumachi. The truth will be revealed in the game. With your delicate build and small size, you'll never be in the same league as the real iShield. And hey, man, the reporter lady.
Maybe he could one day. Who knows? Maybe he might even play against him one day.
Yeah, we'll see. And reporter lady's like, what was that? What were you talking about? And we get the chapter title again. Real body. And we get Senna, who's like, I don't know, it's a weird like angle for him. He's small.
Looks and like POV, you are next to Senna.
POV, you're standing over Senna.
Yeah. Towering over Senna.
He looks like he should be saying he asked for no pickles.
That's but what it looks like.
But he's the one who asked for no pickles and needs someone else to ask for him.
It's not Mom Marie telling him that he said no pickles. We get what looks like a really cool logo with like a minotaur, and it says party, and it's yakiniku, and it says grilled meat. And they're grilling meat. They're having I don't know if this is a hot pot or Korean barbecue, but it reminds me of Korean barbecue.
Just out here, it's grilling like meats.
Yeah.
Yes. That sounds so good right now. Also, I like the waitress's, like, or the server's, like, costume. It's just horns. It's really good.
We've evolved from cowgirl to, like, ox girl.
Yeah.
It's very powerful.
You've heard of Hooters. Get ready for...
Milkers? Oh, no. Udders?
Yeah. Okay.
I was going to say Mooters.
Yeah.
Delete. But, like, come on.
James, edit that
out. Google, how do I delete audio?
Moomy milkers, no.
No.
Anyways, let's get back on topic here. But Mommy's like, congrats on surviving the second round. Yukimitsu's like, I believe that's Yukimitsu. I can't tell who's saying this. But it says, wooey, smells great. And tasty. I like how Kumusubi's like reaching with his little tongs in that panel. It looks almost like a stapler. It doesn't even look like regular tongs.
Some people might be able to, like, sneak their fingers. He's got two tiny, like, chubby fingers. He can't do it.
Yeah.
God bless his soul.
He's trying. And, oh no. It says, thank you, everyone, for this yakiniku party to celebrate my shining debut match. And it's Taki. And I thought he was going to start singing karaoke. And he says, I'm not much of a speaker, but I'll try to live up to your... And I believe this is Susanna saying, you're missing the meat. And Hirama's like, not enough damn firepower. He's got two grenades and like a gun or a flamethrower, it looks like.
That's not how you cook food. Don't do that.
No, you already have a grill in the middle of your table cooking the food for you. He wants that top sear. He's going to sous vide his food. That's why he's going to sous vide. He's going to add the sear later. But anyways, we see everybody enjoying their food. Both Monta and Komusubi are vibrating at a frequency that can shatter glass for some reason. That's what it looks like. They're all like weirdly drawn in that panel. And then Senna's just like, he's just looking, you know, if the lipsies. He doesn't have any meat either on his chopsticks, so he's not even eating. And Senna comes in, he's like, hey, Irma, did you know about the real iShield 21? And he's like, of course, a bluff won't work without any truth behind it. And Senna thinks back, without your delicate build and small size, you'll never be the same league as the real iShield. Even the masterful Onihai was crushed by their height. As They imagine like Mizumaja like 20 feet tall. It's which like Katakuri is, versus
it's
Luffy.
It's true. Oh my god, Katakuri versus Luffy.
Fuck. It's like 16 feet tall.
God.
But not a giant, anyways.
Who would win? 125 foot tall guy with like a razor sharp teeth and the ability to like manifest fists from out of nowhere, or just one little guy.
Predict the future, apparently.
Yeah. It's Luffy. The answer's always Luffy.
Little scrinkly man, anyway. So Shin is not that tall, but he's much taller than me. I mean, is there any player shorter than me? There's like one right in front of you, but he's like, looks back. He's like, oh, it's the real Shin. He's like, he was thinking about his boyfriend, and his boyfriend showed up on the... He's never far away from Shin. He's just like everywhere. But
his Shinometer went off.
Oh my god!
They rebranded the. I'm gonna make the joke anyway. I was like, they rebranded the Gaydar. I don't even know if people have made that. When was the last time someone made that joke? Like 2005. Jesus Christ!
The Office, I think, was like the last.
The one. Office, goddamn.
Because he's like, he purchased one online. He's like, does it really work? And then he tested it on what's his name? Oscar, I think.
Oh my god.
2005, everybody.
But that anyways, good South Park humor.
Yep. But Senna yells out, it's the real Shin! And I don't know if this is, I forget the old coach's name. I know his first name is Gunpei, but I don't remember his last, like, name. Shoji, duh. And it says, what, something wrong? And, Carl's Jr. boy, Sakuraba, he's like, it's Damon. What if I was just smiling in that? He's like, I don't know what's going on.
He knows there's food around.
He's like, I smell meat. And we hear a ha-ha-ha. Yakiniku after the game. Damn straight. Even after 30 years, we still think alike. We never grew up. And Dobrook is like, wouldn't you say, Shoji? And Shoji, with the oldest man face I've ever seen in my life, it's like, Doboroku. And now they're all enjoying eating grilled meat. And I forgot his name. It's tied up in chains still. Important character later on. But anyways.
Yeah. That's Mad Dog from Haikyuu.
It's like, no, it's not. And then they do like the, like, put the streak in his hair. It's like, no, it is. We found it.
Oh my god. But he's asking those two, what's their connection? And Takami, that's his name. I was going to say Tabak or something. I couldn't remember his name. That's not Takami. A real name.
Takami,
yeah. And it says they were called the Two Swords. They were the ace combo of Sengoku University. And Dobroku is like, a lot has happened. I knew I'd be your opponent. I made myself Demon's Trainer. And I meant Damon. I don't know why I said Demon.
Same diff.
But he says, yeah. And it says, just as you say, a lot has happened. Actually, a lot did happen. You did get shorter. So maybe it is true. But he got his shin sawed off or whatever. It says, Dobroku, that drunken old lecher is deep in his war or hard-boiled world. I hate myself for even thinking he was cool. Yeah, it says,
love it. He's incredibly hard-boiled.
Yeah. He's hard-boiled. What was his name?
He's as hard-boiled as boiled from Sakamoto days.
There you go. And we get, bah. When it comes to cool, no one can out-cool our coach. What is this? Is just a bowl that says feed on? Is it like a dog bowl? Did they give him a dog bowl? Because it just says feed on. Yeah, they
did. That's so good.
Oh my god.
I like to think he just stole Cerberus's bowl.
Yeah.
This was made for me.
Yeah. And it says, yikes, Kurita is onto his 20th plate. And I just do not remember his name, but the guy in chains is like, hey, bring me 30 more. He's slamming his plate with his mouth.
I think it's like Ikari?
It is. I think it is Ikari, because I think I made the Shinji Ikari joke.
Yes, you have.
I mean, that makes sense. Ikari means like anger.
Yeah. And we get Senna and Yukimitsu looking like, oh, I was like, that table is a little tough to join. I was like, yeah, they're going to have to sit at the kids' table and get the little kids' meal. Senna, can I get tendies?
They don't have enough dipping sauce.
They never give you enough dipping sauce. Like, they act like it comes out of their paycheck anyways. It says, I'm not dating any of the players. No, really, I'm not. And is that the, was that the manager for Ojo? That's not her. Who is that chick?
Maybe.
It's yeah, her, right? Yeah, she's next tallest. To, next to Susanna?
Yeah, is...
You know damn looks... well fucking Murata is just like, I'm gonna redesign these chicks whenever I want.
Yeah, because it does not look like her at all. I was just assuming by default. But anyways, Susan is saying, maybe not you, but I think Mamori's got something going on. And she's kind of pointing, like, with her hair is pointing in a certain direction. And this is in, Mamori's like, what's with the antenna? And both Senna and Yukimitsu are like, this one's even tougher. And so they decide to join the next table and says, and it's Hiruma going, so the ballista is Ojo's new defensive strategy, am I right? And Tommy's like, and he's doing the anime glasses thing. He's like, isn't it just an ancient European weapon? And both Yukimitsu and Senna are also again going, ah, this table is definitely out of the question. And they move on to another table, and it's just Odawara, Kurita, Kari just eating massive amounts of meat. Oh, Kumasubi's there too. Just a little guy hiding right next to Kurita. And it says, where the hell have you been? Quit screwing around and eat. And somehow we got stuck on this battlefield. There's just a mountain of, like, grilled meat on a plate. An
insane amount of meat. This is like we're getting close to, like, YouTubers that make steaks amount of meat.
God. I was trying to remember, like, that.
I just cook steaks.
Oh, it's Epic Mealtime. That's what it is.
Oh, not Epic Mealtime. fuck. There's not enough bacon weaved into that shit. Bacon strips.
There's welcome no gallon size video. Of mac sauce either.
Welcome to my mukbang video.
Football mukbang.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Oh, God.
Ooh, like, is there any prominent mukbang artist other than Nikocado? I don't want to do a Nikocado thumbnail.
Oh, God.
But if I have to, I might.
You might just have to replace Komusubi's face with Nikocado.
That's really fucking good.
Oh, my God. That's so good. But
anyway. Nikomusubi?
Okay, anyways, I gotta compose myself now. Yeah, we get the giant ass plate, and it says each team gets 500 slices of kalbi. The first team to finish wins. It says thinly sliced beef from short ribs, marinated and grilled Korean style. I am so hungry right now, so this isn't helping. And it says the loser foots the bill. And Monta with the tongs, he's like, I'll take the challenge. And Senna's surprise as always, he's got to be emotive. And we're outside the restaurant, and we get a 425.
Jesus.
It's a lot of plates, and everyone's just, like, dying, and Senna's just trying to grab his sheets. It's like, no more. He says, maybe if I rest outside, he's kind of, like, on his knees right outside the door.
Senna's got some nice kicks, though, actually. What the hell?
Yeah. They look like the futurist.
Yeah, they look like super cool, like, sandals.
Yeah, they look like sandals, or they look like the... For me, they look like the Back to the Future Air Ones or whatever.
Oh, true.
Because they got the big old Velcro. Senna doesn't know how to tie his shoes, so he just uses the Velcro ones. It's a lot easier.
It's much easier.
Yeah, I have slip-on shoes. I don't even, like... Forget tying your shoes. That takes so much time. Get the old man slip-on shoes. But anyway...
Okay, come on now.
They got Tempur-Pedic or whatever on the bottom of them. Memory foam, that's what I'm thinking. But anyways, he says, may if I rest outside, I'll be able to eat some more. He's like, huh? What? And he sees, like, Shin with his shirt off, obviously. Just, like, doing one-arm pull-ups on the bulls, or, like, the Minotaur's ring.
I forgot about this. Oh, my God.
Is that a cucumber in his pants, or is he happy to see Senna?
I was going
to
say, this is, like, gay subtext, but I don't think it's subtext. Like, super text.
There's not much sub to it.
Yeah, it's, like, surface level.
The only sub is Senna.
True! Yeah. God.
God damn it. He says, this is weird. Anyway, you look at it. Senna is discovering himself. Anyways, we see them waiting outside. Looks like they're getting in taxis. And Shin's like, it's not that I don't eat. I've already ingested the necessary amount. And Senna is like, ingested? Eating well is crucial for developing a real athlete's body. And Senna said, he's like, a real... As like he's sitting down. And Susanna kind of notices him. And Shin says, or sorry, Senna says, Shin, when you were playing defense, who's harder to stop? A tall wheel-built runner or a pipsqueak like me? And he says, I didn't mean anything by it. I just wondered, that's all. I'm asking for a friend. He's like, you mean all things being equal, including speed and agility? And Senna's like, yeah. He's like, the tall, well-built one. He won't be stopped by just any tackle. And Senna's like, I thought so. Makes sense. And then we get them both looking on ellipses, and then it says, the strength of a hit doesn't depend solely on physique. The trump card is unflinching inner strength. If you're tormented by feelings of inferiority before you fight, Damon won't stand a chance. And it looks like Shin's walking back into the restaurant. He's like, it's not about feeling inferior. I want to know my weak point is early on, so I can do whatever I need to get the team to the Christmas Bowl. You get a big shot of Senna here. He says, we're definitely going to the finals, and we'll beat you to Shin. It's like, it's just like at the tryouts. Once in a while, he manages to say the coolest thing, as Susanna was just like sitting, listening in on the conversation.
It's like, Susanna's just thinking this whole time, whoever loses, I win.
Yeah. It's like, your height won't change even if you tell it to. If you're worried about your body, then after training or a game like today's, you should get some protein. Especially important for a body of yours that's still developing. Yakiniku's not a bad source.
He's teaching him about macros and micros and all that shit.
I know. He's just like, he weighs everything.
I like this brand of powder.
He's got a little, he carries around a little scale.
He's the person on TikTok that's posting all these videos of like, I gotta get the day 27 and trying to get the perfect scoop.
They tamp it down and shit too.
Yeah, oh my god. And then they like hold it over the spinning blender and it always misses. Shin's like,
it
I
never
may be
goes stu- in all the way. Just like,
I may be stupid.
Bottom text.
I may be stupid. Bottom text.
That was a good one. I was gonna say the weird TikTok guy that eats only meat, even though it's like a total lie.
Oh my god. Shin would get incredibly like super easily grifted by like all you have to eat is red meat, pal. But Shin would be like, really? Huh? Interesting. I don't have any other thoughts in my head. None of the other bullshit that you're spewing means anything to me. But you say this will be make me stronger. Yes.
Okay. I might have to test this scientifically.
You have to eat a cow's heart every morning. Raw.
Jesus Christ.
Right into it. That's the only way you can get your nutrients. Anyway.
And if you do that long enough, you'll be in court and you can perjure yourself in court.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Shouts out Alex Jones. Except the opposite of a shout out. Like a bad out.
Bad. Shout out to his lawyer.
Shout out to his lawyer for being the
shout out to the state attorney.
Fucking kangaroo court over here.
Yeah, anyways. We see everybody in the restaurant just all full of food. They're all like some of them look about to throw up. Even Taki joined in. He's still doing his leg thing. And you can basically like, let's see, each team ate 500 dishes, so the loser pays. And I look like a it says about $5,000. It says, even if we have to win, even if it kills us, is what his Monta say. And the Hawk brother's like, damn, so close, and yet. And then we see a foot, and then it's obviously Santa's foot showing his new sneakers. And we see him going in, he's like, jump, 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 jump. And everyone's like, whoa. And they're like, yeah, we win. How much was the tab? And, for some reason, Old Wire is like about 500 yen. It says, guess it was all you can eat.
Doing the Chad walk.
He is doing the Chad walk.
And he's also doing the so true face.
Yeah.
This really was all you can eat. God. So true.
I love his walk. It's so good. Everyone's like, good. It's like, no, it's not. This is what the guy with the. I love how the. I don't know if this is the owner or like the usher, but he's also got the ox horns on.
Oh my god. He's like, you ate literally all of our food. Leave. Get out of here.
It's like Dragon Ball when Goku goes to an all you can eat restaurant.
Again, it's the Squidward meme where it's like, when I'm in a owning a all you can eat restaurant challenge and the opponent is Goku.
Yeah.
Trying to find a way to word it.
Yeah. But I believe that's the end of the chapter. We get just like a little tiny extra panel. Like it says, today we introduced a great yakiniku restaurant. He was like, huh? what's that up there? He's like, he added onto his training menu. As we see Shin also doing like a one arm. I want to say it's like a push up. I don't even know what it is. He's just like picking him. I don't know. It's weird.
Yes. I think it's I think it's a push up or a muscle up or something.
Yeah. I don't know. Shin's just crazy.
I'm just happy that he added that to his regular routine.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We will be back after a short break. And we're back with our last two chapters of today's episode. As always, just as a fresh reminder, you can find us posting these chapters like half the volume for the first half of the month and then the second half of the volume for the second half of the month with about 2 weeks in between. After this volume, we'll try and get to a more stable release of the second weekend of each month and the last weekend of each month. These will come out basically whenever to make it work for August so that we're back on schedule. So, without further ado, I say we hop into Chapter 109, Marion, Take Thee Helm.
Right, so Chapter 109 is Sting. We start off with Suzuna and Momori looking all pretty, applying some lipstick. And then we see Senna also has lipstick. He's going, what?
But yeah, Kurt's what is going on here?
Yeah. And apparently, not just Senna, everyone here. It was a message from Hiruma. Everyone here has a lipstick on. And Hiruma shows up and he says, I said to bring lipstick to the game today, not wear it. And boing, as Harita is like bouncing off like a big basketball due to Hiruma's kick. And we're all just thinking, what? I wonder what it's for. As everyone looks befuddled. And next is the chapter cover with Hiruma holding some gun. I don't know what the hell it is. But yeah. Next page, September 25th, round 3 of the National High School Football Championship. We see a bunch of people by the stands. And then Senna and, is his name Monta?
Yeah, it's Monta.
Yeah, Monta, like, dashing around, vooshing. And some observers are like, what's with Damon and all the makeup? I don't know. They look pretty pumped. And
emphasis on the pretty.
Emphasis on the pretty. God. And it looks like their opponent is Dokubari over here. And they're all, like, chuckling, like, like a bunch of chumps. And, yeah, the Dokubari Scorpion's record this year is 10 wins, 1 loss. Everyone is surprised as hell, like, whoa, what kind of record is that? Momori says, they didn't face stiff competition like Ojo or Seibu, though. And Kurtz is like, still, that's amazing.
They were playing against plumbers and cops, whatever the MJ excuse is.
Wow. Then we see the captain standing by the banner, Captain Kanaguchi. He's straight out of One Piece, and he says, even so, Ojo and Seibu are no match for us. And yeah, there is a replay on someone's camcorder of so this is the first round video of the Dokubari Scorpions. The coach is drinking sake. He's going, they're reading the other team's plays left and right. That's how they win. It's as if somehow Dokubari has a pipeline to their opponent's plans.
Interesting. Yeah. Very interesting. I'm sure they're not cheating.
Definitely not. Shee-hee-hee, that's right. It's football we're playing here. A battle of the minds. And we all know who on the Damon Devil Bats is the strategist. So I'm sure they'll have a matchup worthy of this battle of the minds here. Someone says, poor Damon, they're trying so hard. Those meatheads are wasting their time. True to our name, the Dokubari Scorpions. We've got you all under the Scorpion Stinger. And it's a nice visualization of a giant scorpion with like the it's like surrounding the team with the pincers and then the tail on top. And we're getting to the start of the match. Set. And this guy in the audience says, "Did you say habits?" "Yeah, they aren't guessing their opponent's strategies this well just by analyzing the regular season data. That guy, Kanaguchi, is watching Daemon's tiniest habits." And, we actually see the hair of the captain is actually in the shape of a scorpion stinger. That's cute.
It's good. So good.
And we see his inner thoughts here. "When a quarterback's going to pass, he licks his fingers for a better grip. Blondie there didn't lick his fingers, so he won't pass." We see some shuffling. There's some ellipses. And the guy on the Scorpions team remembers this advice. "Watch the fingers on the ground. If they plan for a run instead of a pass, they'll lean forward before they charge. Blood will collect in their fingers and they'll turn slightly red. Shee-hee-hee! Here they go! Daemon's gonna run!" And immediately everyone dashing. They're coming full on! "Stop the run!" As we see some rumbling. And Hiruma just tosses it over.
It's a good panel.
Yeah, it's really good. I love the proportions, like the super deformed, like
Hiruma's smile is so fucking good.
I like the like, player's gotcha, like, bitch. Huh?
And Dogubari's captain's like, "Shee! What? A pass to the monkey? No way! Their fingers clearly turned red." Oh man! And then Suzuna's just looking at the lipstick, and everyone's like, "This game is pathetic." they're looking at their fingers like all like red and stuff. Presumably not because of the blood flow, but from the lipstick. "Daemon is too devious. You'd be crazy to compete with Hiruma on that count." And this time I'll get it right. This guy, he looks now like if Mercenary Tao and Krillin had a kid.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I was gonna say that the head, the forehead, the fucking eyebrows.
I'm sorry, it's Tao Pai Pai for the cultured readers of Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
But giving out the plans again. "Read the pass receiver. The player who's going to catch the ball will be abnormally keyed up when he takes his position." And we see one of the hot guys like, "Ha ha ha." With, he's doing like a, he's doing a jury pose from Street Fighter, like all the way up.
Oh God,
that looks.
Oh like, God, where are his feet? Where are his feet?
Oh no,
where are his toes?
Right out panel.
Jesus Christ,
this is a PG manga. And everyone's like, "That looks abnormal. The ball's going to him," and people are rushing him down, and then once again, Hiruma just passes it over. "What? A pass to the monkey? Impossible. Was that weirdness all a fake? He fakes himself out." Because he's like twirling and he's just like, huh? Like question mark. I love this shit. The faces are so funny. And we hear the audience roaring and watch the receiver's eyes. If he starts looking around, remember where he looked first. That's where he'll make his cut. The first, not the last. He already knows his route, so he doesn't need to look around. He only does it to hide where he looked first. And, they notice everyone's glancing. We get the Metal Gear Solid notification. Like, and then immediately, we get some dashes forward. And it's true. I think Monta intercepts the receive. And he's like slaps the ball away. And the Daemon Devil Bats are up 22-0. And this is Hiruma talking, right? Is he number one?
Yeah.
That guy's right foot is 5 centimeters farther back than normal. He's set to charge. It's a run. And wow, they blocked the run again. Daemon. Those Dokubari guys got this far with their pathetic reading of our plays. But they had no idea their plays could be read too. A cheap trick like that only works on scum teams that haven't gotten rid of their bad habits. No more play reading. He's salty. He's over it. Like,
he just got like 3 stock at Evo.
He got 3 stock. Oh my god!
Like, they don't do Smash at Evo anymore. I've learned.
Wow.
He really
drowned in pools.
Didn't even make it to 128.
Oh no.
Yeah, I know fighting games. Yeah, we watched plenty of Evo this weekend.
Yeah. Shout out to Evo. But Dokubari still wins with its brains. Daemon has fewer players. Crush them and wear out their stamina. And we see them rushing down to the, what is it called? The line?
Yeah.
And Kurita is just holding them back. And the other guys are like, squash the little guy! As someone pushes Komusubi down.
Said, yeah, get him.
Ugh. How dare you?
How dare you touch him?
And then they try to go after Senna, and he's like, like, get off of me. He remembers Shin's words, the strength of a hit doesn't depend solely on physique. You'll never be in the same league as the real Ice Shield, said, was his name Kaiki or something?
Yeah.
And we hear a thump. Senna is powering through. He's pushing as the other guys are trying to sack him, but he won't go down. He's push. And boom. Touchdown. It's a blowout for Daemon. The Daemon Devil Bats win 42-0. And everyone is cheering, super excited. Momori and Suzuna are like, that means we're now finally in the top 8. There are 8 teams left, means that we're approaching the end. The crowd is cheering intensely, rawing, ruining. And some guys are like, oh, it's only my first Daemon game, but like in the first round, I think we can stay on the bench a while. They're no match for us, right, Kake? And it's this dude, Mizumachi?
Yeah.
Dude, he looks like, why he got the yaoi proportions? Like,
they both have yaoi proportions. It's so good.
I think it's really just the POV. But his head looks so small. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, his palm is bigger than his head.
His hair's not helping.
It's really not. He has the 90s, like, pretty boy hair. Like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Also, yeah, Kaiki, his head is super small. He looks like a titan.
He does.
Jesus.
Oh my god.
He's got like a thick white body and like such a small head.
He has colossal titan proportions.
Yeah.
Kaiki says, there's no need to hide anymore. Starting today, we're in from the start. First, Zokugaku. Alright, let's take him to the cleaners. As I think is this Mizumachi? Yeah, he jumps over the gate, I guess. And this guy,
Mirosuji, like, there's a door here, or there's like a,
right, you can open it from here. Please use the goddamn door. Why are you like this?
Steals your bike and runs.
At least ride it, asshole.
Yeah, Mirosuji guy, I don't know his name. The cleaners, huh? We're a different team than in the spring. Yeah, because we went through hell in summer training. And we hear some, I think the motorcycles are revving. And yeah, we're Zokugaku. Don't screw with us. So next match is going to be the Kyoshin Poseidons versus the Zokugaku Chameleons. And yeah, that's the end of the chapter. Next is a page that has some extra information on Zokugaku Academy. Here's the high school selection guidance for prospective applicants. Some information. The student body is 1,240. Special campus facilities they have is a gas station.
Hell yeah, that is so on brand.
Oh my god.
Love that.
That shit rules.
Major career options after graduating are university, cycle shop, courier, like a FedEx or UPS courier, Circus riding is like the smallest, like 2%.
That rules though. If you get that, you got like the best job out of school.
And the other, and the rest is just other, like any miscellaneous stuff.
Imagine Zokugaku students just chunking your package.
Oh my god.
They're doing the, like, where they're the Amazon driver that, like, rolled the four tires at the person's house.
Oh my god, yeah. They just throw the package, take a picture, and then be like, okay, delivered.
They take a picture from the truck.
Just kick your plants. Not even, like, next to it.
That shit's so funny.
Or if they make it to the door, they kick your plants that are in the way.
they eat one of the leaves of your succulent. It's like, fuck your plant.
Whether you're in class or on break, someone's always taking aim at the back of your skull with a baseball bat. Recommended for those seeking a survivalist high school or lifestyle in high school.
Jesus. So basically,
go here if you want to be in Battle Royale.
Apparently so.
True.
And a graduate testimonial from Meg Tsuyumine, the Tsukuban. She says, join the football club or I'll crush your balls.
Oh, shit.
hold on. Did she say that last part? Yeah, the CBT torture comes back.
Oh, my God.
The cock and ball torture. Good fucking shit. All right. We round into chapter 110, last one for tonight, titled Ruled by Fear, where we have Ryu and Hirama, and they're sitting at what seems to be like a bus station or like a train station.
Yeah, it's the bus station.
They're stuck at the... I almost said they're stuck at the airport. That's too real.
Stop.
That's too fucking real.
They're waiting on a transfer.
Don't jinx me.
They're waiting on a transfer.
Don't jinx me, Derek. I have to go back to New York.
True. Habashira is looking nervous. Yeah. The rest of like the... No, this must be the crowd screaming. They're like, whoa, it's the absolute baddest. Rui Habashira. Senna's conflicted. He's not sure if he should really like root for them, but he's saying, go for it, Zokugaku. And Monta's like, huh? Oh, that's right. We owe him for giving you a lift. So it's kinda like they're conflicted, but at the end of the day, they're gonna root for them. Yeah. The college is screaming, Zokugaku chameleons, you're Togake Habashira's little brother. So show us you're a man. As he's got, like, his older brother, his little, like, leaf in his mouth is, like, flying out of his mouth as he's screaming. Yeah. Great. Pulls out a switchblade, and Rui stabs the playbook.
Jesus.
Says, listen up, scumbags. This is Zokugaku's last fall tournament. And there won't be a next time for you either. It's Habashira's last shot at the Christmas Bowl. These, on my pressing, these two panels specifically are just so, like,
dark.
Very dark. All the ink.
They're
like,
dark
so
on
much
mine,
ink.
Too. Yeah.
That's funny.
That was the one color page of the whole
thing. God.
There's, like, one colored panel in the middle.
One color panel.
I was going to say, because this is, that's how nice this shading is, where I thought this was a color spread.
Mm-hmm.
Because usually the color spreads lead up with, like, some more pages or whatever. Yeah. Damn. That's nice. Anyway. Rui says, if we beat Kyoshin, our fated clash with Damon is next. You scumbags want revenge, don't you? And everyone's cheering, presumably. They love it. Announcer screams, here comes the Kyoshin Poseidons. They are big. Bigger than Zokugaku by far.
Hey, yo.
Whole crowd's going crazy. As Hebi, Zokugaku's lineman, is a... looking large and in charge and letting off some steam. He's also got, like, just nails through his earlobes for earrings. It's to show that he's hard as fuck. Simply.
Baby's first gauge.
Yeah, he's got the ones where it's, like, when you take off the back, it's like, it was just an earring. Kurita says, was Zokugaku's line that tall before? And everyone's a little bit like, all the linemen are like looking in. Now they're interested. Rui says, kick. Changing colors to match your opponent. That's chameleon power. Kaiki's chameleon.
I need chameleon power.
Is that, yeah, I was going to say, the chameleon Zord comes down. Oh, God damn it. Love it. We love it.
That, you need to write that one down.
I'm going to make sure to put that one down later. Kaiki says, they set up a big line to counter ours. And Mizumachi picks his ears and says, uh-huh, this is gonna be fun. Our field is set. Hut. Actually, no hut yet. The announcers notices the line, like, team, like, lining up against each other, says, wow, what a clash of the titans. This will be spectacular. And really, it's only Mizumachi and the new guy on Zokugaku that's, like, that big. Mizumachi, like, stretches down like he's gonna dive or something, like it's his motif or whatever. Sena says, what's with that posture? And Ryu says, huh? Is he stupid? Which I'm confused as to why he's not. Oh, they must have a big enough team where he doesn't have to play both sides, unlike our heroes.
Yeah, I will say, too, I like how they remembered that he had really long arms.
Oh, my God, his arms are so fucking long. My guy.
Jesus.
And he says, huh? Is he stupid? And Kaigisen says, Mizumachi, you really think that'll make you faster? He says, yep, I'm used to my way.
You say his ninja way, but...
Yeah, this is his fucking credo, his ninja way. Kami is shocked. He says, I get it now. He was the talk of the swim club 2 years ago, blazing like a comet at the junior high swim meets, and then vanishing all of a sudden. It's swimming legend Kengo Mizumachi, as it shows him, like, basically, like, starting like he's diving into a pool. Except
my life is blazing.
What is that from?
Guilty Gear.
That is Guilty. I was like, I know that. I've played a Guilty Gear for, like, 5 minutes. Mizumachi just crashes in the line. And the college students are like, whoa, that's some heavyweight block. Wah-ha-ha-ha. That's it, guys. Kick their butts. Someone saying, oh, it's Mizumachi. This is so sick. I forgot about this. He's narrating his own fucking rushes. He says, in lane three, it's Mizumachi. For the 50-meter freestyle, it'll be a crawl, naturally. And Rui's, like, shocked. He realizes what's going on. He says, Hebby, you scumbag. Damn, that guy's arm. And Mizumachi just kind of pulls his left arm away and then shields himself with his left arm and, like, pushes Hebby away, like, elbows him, basically, to break free from the tackle. And this whole page is just so fun. Like, just watching how, like, long Mizumachi is. It's so sick. Yeah.
It's almost like he's pulling himself out of a Acme hole in the ground.
He's doing Looney Tunes stuff.
It's so good.
Hebby screams, Erg, and Mizumachi screams, Splash!
Splash! Oh my god. That's a vine, I think. There's like, Splash!
I think it is, yeah. Sounds like he took that Hulk and threw him down. And in the rumble of all that, it seems that the Zokugaku team fumbled the ball, so Kyoshin has recovered the fumble. Rui is not happy whatsoever. Doboroku is over there narrating what the hell just happened. He says he reaches over his opponent's head like he's doing the crawl and pushes off the guy with his other hand. His height gives him the edge to reach over and do the killer lineman technique known as the swim. Love how it's a very important technique for, like, a lineman, but none of our players fucking know it. Dobrook is too busy drinking.
He's like, saying, yeah, I forgot to teach you that.
He's saying, fuck them kids.
Yeah.
Everyone on Zokugaku is, like, dejected now. Saying, if Hebby of all people couldn't stop him. And Rui says, Kech, what are you saying? You idiots, the game just started. Stop the next play, that's all. Defense, we're on. As he, like, stomps on the ground. Everyone says, what's this? This time, Zokugaku's coming out with a short lineup. And it's all the short motherfuckers. Including Ryu. He says, like I said, we change to match our opponent. That's chameleon power. And with a big whoosh, Rui Habashira breaks through with his big noodle arms. The Ha brothers, Kuroki's like, wow, he's fast. Sena says, a lot faster than when we faced him. And their manager, whose name escapes me until I go back to this page, Meg, says during summer vacation, Zokugaku wasn't just screwing around. It's like, all right, what were they doing then? Rui says, if size doesn't work, our defense will use speed to throw him off. And Komasubi has the greatest thought ever. He thinks, if size doesn't work, then speed will. As it's just little tiny Komasubi, like, running through all of the Poseidon players' legs and shit. And Komasubi realizes all this and gets super hyped up and jumps onto the guardrail and screams, go, chameleons! Which is, like, we haven't heard Komasubi say shit this whole series, so this is hilarious.
He can speak!
He can say words! Rui's like, gotcha! As he's, like, closing in on the enemy team's ball handler. And Mizumachi comes out of nowhere and says, got who?
So good.
He's just, like, so happy right now. He's smiling. He's cheesing. He tackles Rui. And their running back just, like, goes breaking through. And Hiruma's on the sidelines thinking, the Poseidon's gangly linemen aren't heavyweights like the Tyo Sphinx. They've got speed, too. And Rui is just knocked down. His helmet has come clean off. As someone narrating, possibly Hiruma, saying they're on a different level. As we get is Poseidon's 21 to Chameleon's 0. Rui says, wait, who cares about that? Whatever their level. We can't lose now. All right, you scumbags, get psyched and... And he turns to his team. And everyone on the field is just dejected and tired. Guy with the beanie says, nah, we're goners. And guy with, like, the chiseled chin says, they got us on size and skill. Rui's starting to appear a little shaken. He says, what are you talking about, you idiots? It ain't over till it's over, fools. And I think everyone's kind of given up at this point. As Rui keeps saying, I told you before the game, this is our last chance at the Christmas Bowl. Remember how hard we trained this summer? Don't let them walk all over us. Say I'm right. You want me to kill you? And he's just looking more and more nervous. And you can even see that, like, the janitors in the crowd are, like, cleaning up the stadium. And it's the end of the game. Habashira's team lost. Poseidon's 42 to the Chameleon 0. Monta says, this could be us. As he kind of looks over to Senna. Senna's like, we face Kyo, or Monta's still saying this. He says, we face Kyoshin next. If we don't come up with a plan. And we see Hiruma walking over to what seems to be a dejected Rui, sitting on the bench. Except, no, he's going over to the vending machines. He doesn't want to fucking talk to this guy. Rui says, kick. That's the end of my Christmas Bowl dream. Hiruma thinks for a second and looks back at him. He says, you had a chance of winning, but everyone except you gave up midway. Meanwhile, this whole time, the lead of the college gang is just screaming, you wussies, why'd you give up? Rui's kind of letting him in on the history of everything. He says, in my big brother's time, there were still a few Zokugaku guys with nerves of steel. Guys our age are different. It's all that sucks, or I'm bored. Kech. The only way to hold this lot together is by sheer force. One can only rule by fear, as he pulls out a switchblade. Hiruma, at the same time, pulls out a gun. Because of course he does.
It's a good visual.
It's a great visual. Rui's screaming, you're like me. That's how you've kept your team together. So why, damn it, did my team fall apart? Are you telling me I got it wrong? How come it isn't fear that makes your guys work so hard? And he runs up to Hiruma and starts grabbing him by the collar, says, why are they siding with you and aiming for the Christmas Bowl? What's the difference between you and me? Tell me.
Damn.
He's got tears streaming down his eyes. It's very sad as we see our original three Damon players all happy and having a good time together. While Meg is looking on at a dejected Rui as he's just pleading with Hiruma. The rest of the Damon Devil Bats team looks on with some form of resolve.
So is that one of the Hob brothers trying to practice the swimming technique?
I think it is. Kuroki's got his arm up and he's just kind of like it must be like this, huh?
Yeah, it's a good little detail.
A fantastic detail. That was the end of our chapter, and at the end of this chapter, we get another iShield 21 Survey Corner. Devil Bat 21, Investigation File Number 34. Uncover the Secrets of Flexibility. ST from the Osaka Prefecture calls in and says, "What do I have to do to be flexible like Taki?" Taki says, "Believe in yourself. You have a 100% chance of being flexible."
And he's got the YouTube grift going.
Oh my god, he's really gonna start selling me some Omaha steaks that fell off the back of a truck. Oh my god. Devilbat takes a rip from his cigarette. He says, "A fool's answer is no answer at all. So I'll have to explain the stretching exercises myself." It says, "Rule 1, always do them after you shower. Rule 2, always exhale as you bend. And rule 3, oh, and never push too hard all at once." As we see, Taki doing, like, a full, like, 90-degree, like, split all the way down with his head, like, touching the ground. Mostly because Susan is, like, pushing on his back to make it work.
This is either a really sweet moment or Susan is secretly trying to kill him. It's one or the other.
I think she's trying to kill him.
I think so, too.
Devilbat says, "Follow these 3 rules and stretch every day. Bit by bit, you'll become more flexible. Trust me."
Yeah, I ain't doing that, buddy. My back.
He is not to be trusted. His ass is lying. So that is the end of chapters that we'll cover for today. Does anyone have any quick hitter thoughts? James, you have anything?
Yeah, Muzumachi's cool.
Yeah, he is cool as fuck.
I love that he just narrates his own freaking plays. Like, he's like, "I'm the star of my own anime."
He is the star of his own anime, and he should narrate them.
Yeah.
I think what works about him is the fact that he's so excitable, but because he's so absorbed, or he's so self-absorbed, it never comes off as him like talking shit to other people. He's just having fun, and like, even if other people are getting just like completely destroyed by him, he's not like looking down on them as he does it. He's just like, "Whoa, just another day, haha."
Yeah,
just another day at the office. So good.
But yeah, another thing, I like the difference between Hirama and Zokugaku guy. Just like, you can see that one rules by fear, the other one is like the power of friendship, basically, because they all support each other.
The power of, it's like, yeah, there is a little bit of fear in what Hirama does, but like, everyone likes each other. It seemed like the other team, like, no one really gave a shit.
The power of friendship.
And also, I really like the panel with the knife and the sword and then the gun. It was like,
that was really good.
It's like, don't bring a knife to a gunfight.
Yeah.
That's the only difference. But no, it's really cool. Just like how, just differences in like how they do each other's teams.
Mm-hmm. I also noticed that Rui doesn't even get like the cover for this volume.
Oh, yeah.
That sucks. You didn't even get like a single. Fucking Shin's on the cover.
Shin's always on the cover.
Komasubi's on the cover. iShield 21, who I haven't met yet,
is on
the cover.
I love that Komasubi's on the cover. He deserves to be.
Also, Hirama's got a golden gun, so, like, that's cool.
Yeah. And then you got the real iShield 21 in the back, too. I'm just not realizing that.
One day we'll meet him. Maybe.
Yes. Nah, he's dead. The Notre Dame legend himself. But anyways, other than that, just really enjoyed this set of chapters. Yeah.
Mary, do you have anything that stood out to you from these first 4 chapters?
That was really fun. I mean, yeah, Inagaki makes some really wordy chapters.
Yeah.
But somehow it works. Like, those 2 matches were, like, really fast. And it never feels like the series is, like, dawdling, like, just staring at his feet, which is, like, appropriate.
True. Yeah, no, I mean, I like how these first 4 chapters, like, set up the Kyoshin team. Just as, like, yeah, not really villains, but also, like, we're not rooting for them because they've, like, ripped the hearts out of multiple people at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know, they're really good. They're really good antagonists. I don't even want to call them villains. They're just like the opponent team.
Yeah, yeah. The other team. They're just there to show that the rivals we had before are not on their power level.
True, true, very true.
Other than that, I think that's a good place to stop today's episode. We will be back with chapter 111, covering through the rest of the volume, all the way to, what does that come out to, like, chapter 115, later on the month. But for us, it'll probably be, like, in a couple days from now. Or, like, a week from now. We'll see. We'll see what happens. James, do you want to round out real quick?
Yeah, sure. You can find me on Twitter at @ThatOneWalderGuy, as I mentioned at the top of the show. I host a Kicking Stones podcast, a Dr. Stone manga read-through podcast. You follow that at Dr. Stone Pod, as well as Weeb Jammin' and Jammin' Weeb, and yada, 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 a podcast about nothing, as well as this podcast. I think that's about it.
Oh, yeah. Marion, do you want to round out real quick?
Sure. Again, you can find me on Twitter at Microwavy, the A before the V. I have a card in my description with all my other projects. I'm on Good Friends Anime Club, at Good Friends Cast on Twitter, Shaman King Podcast at Shaman King Pod, Demon Slayer Podcast at D Slayer Podcast, right? Yeah. Saturday Night Shogi, where we cover Shonen Sunday manga and like Shogakukan stuff. That's at Sat Night Shogi. Sometimes I'm on MHA Podcast at MHA Pod. Haikyuu Podcast is on hiatus right now until the anime comes back.
Which might be soon. Relatively.
Yeah. I mean, it was announced the Nekoma arc, so that's exciting. And I think podcast-wise, that's everything. But I also write reviews and editorials for Toonami Faithful, weekly Shogakukan edition at wsstalkback.blogspot.com, and I have a personal blog, heavensdoorknob.wordpress.com. So if you're into, I guess, like, my commentary or whatever, read a bunch of shit, whether it's like Shonen Jump or light novels, whatever. Check it out.
Hell yeah. You can find me over on Twitter at Great Big Sword. You can find me also on Good Friends Anime Club at Good Friends Cast. You can find me on Kicking Stones at @DR_Stone_Pod. I'm a guesting on MHA. You can find me virtually everywhere that everyone else said stuff for the most part. You know, we get around. And I think until next time, can I get a yaha?
Yaha!
Oh, I don't know how this...
That works.
Perfect.
Yahoo! Yaha!
Yahoo! Yaha! Da-da-da-da! Da-da-da-da! Okay. All right, bye everyone.
Later.